I'm joined now by Eleanor Summers. Eleanor, along with the charity Losing My Sight UK, have organised a photography and arts night to showcase the work of visually impaired artists. Hello, Eleanor.
Hello, Barry.
So tell us all about this exciting exhibition, please.
The exhibition takes place in Basingstoke in Discovery Centre Library at 11th of March at 11 a.m. And this exhibition demonstrates works of art, 58 photographs of different artists.
So I'm presuming these are blind and partially sighted artists, Eleanor?
Yes, they are all blind and partially sighted.
Now, you mentioned you're involved with the charity Losing My Sight UK. What is it they do?
They are organising different activities for blind people, like water sports, canoeing, kayaking and photography clubs. Try to create a group to organise people together and exclude loneliness. Dave Dell is the chairman of Losing My Sight UK, so I'd like to say thank you for organising it.
Now, Ellen, the last time we spoke, I think you were on the verge of having your third children's book released, and you're going to be reading extracts from them too, I believe. How many have you written now?
I have 7 books published at the moment. Some of them are picture books, and some of them are just soft cover without pictures, and one of them is hardcover. So it's the last book I published, called The Princess Crystal's Wish and 1 Million Orchids, or Mary of Felicia and Her 7 Children. Or the third book is Azela of the Darkness World and Her Live Forever Portion.
And will you be reading an extract from one of the books on the night, Eleanor?
We are planning to organise a reading session for 1 hour per exhibition. Each town, we're going to have one exhibition in 5 different cities across the UK.
Wow. So if people do go along to your night on the 11th of March, Eleanor, is there going to be people there that can audio describe? Will it be tactile?
Yes. The audio description was made by also partially sighted person from Global Music Vision.
And what are you hoping to get from the night, Eleanor? What is your main reason for putting this event on?
We would like to promote that the blind people and people with visual impairment can create artworks and music and books despite of their disability, and they can achieve things in life. However, people in United Kingdom don't believe that they can do anything.
So you're hoping to inspire people, basically, Eleanor?
Yes. I'd like to invite everybody to our event, everybody who has a vision problem, to listen, or people who don't have vision problems, to see our works of art and books. And we will have buffet and soft drinks provided. And also the mayor will be present.
That's the mayor of Basingstoke.
The mayor and maybe mayoress will be present of Basingstoke.
So one more time, for anyone that might have missed it, when's your event taking place again?
It will be in the library in Basingstoke, 11 o'clock a.m., 11th of March.
Sounds fantastic, Eleanor. I wish you all the success in the world with it. If you're in the area on the 11th of March, do try and get along and see the exhibition. In the meantime, Eleanor Summers, thanks very much for sharing that with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.